Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Lamed Gimel. We're holding at the very top of Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph on the first line, B'mai K'miflegi. To understand this Gemara, we have to do a quick chazara of what we learned at the end of yesterday's blot. We're going to be moisif on what we learned yesterday, and we're going to be koilim what we learned yesterday. But we're going to be moisif heter on heter, nishchas shalom iser on iser. Anyway, what did we learn about yesterday?
So a quick
overview of the Gemara of yesterday. We started off with a machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon about a person who was a groisa machmir. He lived with a woman that had a double iser upon him, upon her. She was not only achois ishtoi, she was also an ashes ach. She had both titles. So he wanted to be sure that he'd be over the iser. Talking, of course, b'shoigig, but just to dramatize a little bit. Anyway, so this one was both an Eishas Ach and an Achois Isha. For how many of these Isurim is he Chayiv? L'choy rechayiv echatos b'shoigig. Oh, so do Baruch Hashem, so he came in the Yeshia. Shkoyach.
Yes, my eye, is that it?
It was downstairs.
In the freezer. Anyway, stay tuned in the Gemara. How many chatuis would you have to bring? According to Rabbi Yossi, you have to go and bring two chatuis. According to Rabbi Shimon, only one, either b'shem eishes ach or because of achois isha. It depends which one came first. And we made the cheshbonis mes koidim tzi chai koidim, who got married first. Good. Then the Gemara asked the stira. You just said according to Rabbi Yossi, you're chai mishem shtaim, both b'shem achois isha and b'shem eishes ach. I have another case. A person who was a shtickle insane, and he went and he lived with his mother-in-law. Ein lecha insane gedoyle mizu. And Nebuchadnezzar said, Tzedaita, he lived together with his mother-in-law, a shvigep. So how many isurim do we get on that? Stig Morris said, you give him the misa that comes on the first zika, meaning on the first iser. If she was chamoisi first and eishesish second, then you go give sraifa. If she was an eishesish first and chamoisi second, then you go and give, you give chenek. That was the Gemara yesterday. It is the charei Rabbi Yossi holds that ein iser chal listen. So we have a stira, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi. The first Rabbi Yossi said that the same woman could be both achois ishtoi and eishesach. You have to bring two chatuas. Yet the same Rabbi Yossi said that when a person lives with chamoisev, he eishes ish, then you only get the first misa. You don't get the misa chamura. In Zacharai, that ain't a zachalisa. So make up your mind, what does Rabbi Yossi really hold? The more said on the Amid days, after the days, Rabbi Yossi really holds ain isachal al isser. But there is an exception to the rule. What's the exception to the rule? By case of isser moisif. Isser moisif. What was the case of isser moisif? Nusa chayv yakach nusa mes. So originally that other woman, that Ishas Ruvain, wasn't even an isha. She was only an unwed girl. So at that point, since Shimon married her sister, she became Achois Ishtar. But Achois Ishtar was only Osir to him, not Osir to any of the other brothers, Reuven, Levi, Yehudi, Socha, Zebulun, etc. Now when Reuven went and married her, not only does this woman become Osir to all the other brothers, because for them it's all now Eishes Ach, because it's now an Eishes Ach to everybody else, it's Moisev on him too, and therefore for him he also has now a double Isser. But we said if it's the other way around, if it was Nosa Meis, the Akach Nosa Chai, it wouldn't be a case of Isser Moisev, it would be a case of Isser Koilel, and Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold the din of Isser Koilel.
Could you explain
the Issachar?
It's a little...
Later after this year. So we said it's a difference between Issa Moisev and Issa Koil, and we said that Rabbi Yossi does hold of Issa Moisev, but he does not hold of Issa Koil. Aha. Okay, so the Gemara said, if that's the case, I'm back to square one. Because the Gemara said in the Amud Aleph that Rabbi Yossi holds, that in the case that person lived with a woman that was both Eishes Ach and Achois Ishtoi, that he's over on both. Issachar Issa. So if you're going to go and tell me the case is talking about chai v'achach nosa meis, okay, it's a moist. But if you're going to tell me that it was nosa meis v'achach nosa chai, it's Issa Koilel, and Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold of Issa Koilel. If he doesn't hold of Issa Koilel, then I only have one Isser, not two Isser. So you want to go and say Adoichik Pshat, then maybe Rabbi Yosi is only talking about Nosa Chai, V'yachach Nosa Meis. It's not mashma that way. Why is it not mashma that way? Because the Gemara said that Reb Shimon argues, and Reb Shimon says you only chayiv one. Which one? It depends. Sometimes you chayiv an achoyis ishtoy, and sometimes you chayiv on eishes ach. What does it depend on? Whether it was meis v'yachach chay, or whether it's chay v'yachach mes. And Reb Yosi apparently argues in both cases, because Reb Yosi says across the board you always chayiv two. Reb Shimon says it depends. Which one came first? If it's across the board, you always chayiv too. You just said now that Rabbi Yosi does not hold of the din of Isser Koilel, only of Isser Moisiv. So, why is he always chayiv too? That was the Gemara's kasha. Amarava, really, he holds you only chayiv one. Because you don't hold of Isser Moisiv, and you don't hold of Isser Koilel, you only chayiv one. Why do you use the expression that you chayiv mishum, both Eishes Ach and Mishum Achois Ishtai? What it really meant to say is that after 120, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu will give him Karis, and he'll only give him Karis once because of the fact that you only chayiv one. So why do you say you chayiv two? When you bury him in the Beis HaChayim, there are three sections. One for the general population, one for the major league Rishoyim, and one for the minor league Rishoyim. The major league Rishoyim are those that happen to be the Niskolim and Nisravim. The minor league are the those that are Nechnokim and Herogim. So where are we going to put this guy? This guy, by the way, doesn't deserve any of the foregoing Arba Mises Bezin, because it's an Issur Karis. But nevertheless, because of the fact that he did two Isurim, he only get one punishment. If he did a Bishoyik, only one Chatzah, says Rashi. But nevertheless, if he did a Bemezit,
for this thing, it has to be Bemezit.
Exactly, it's Bemezit. He's such a bad guy, we put him in the Major League Rishoyim category, not in the Minor League Rishoyim category. That was a terrible. Okay, so that was the discussion, the seed of Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi, so we see that there's a machloikis, what Rabbi Yosi holds. Does he hold a Issur Koil? Does he hold a Issur Moisiv? Fine, put that on the back burner just for a moment. Then the Gemara brought three parallel cases, a machloikis, Reb Chiya, and Bar Kapar. Let's just run through the cases again. It's quite simple Gemara, but we need to remember those to understand the Gemara properly today. So let's go where it says ubeplukta. Ubeplukta is roughly a third down the Amud, and then it says anymore the itmar zor shishimish v'shabbos. The Gemara gives three cases in a row: machloikis, Reb Chiya, and Bar Kapar. What happened? A zor, which means a non-koyin, went and did the avoida in the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos. What a bad guy! It's bad enough that a Zohar has the he'oza, the chutzpah, to go and do the avodah of the kahanim, but to do it on Shabbos, when you're not allowed to do most of the avodah, you're only allowed to do for four karbanos altogether. The karm tamashul shachar, tamashul ben aboyim, and two kvasim for the musaf. But otherwise, you're not allowed to do any avodah, chas v'shalom. And this Zohar had the chutzpah to do it on Shabbos. Okay. But of course, we're talking about Dirabanu, we're talking about Bishoyi, we're not talking about Mezit. But what's the halacha? So Reb Chiya Oimer Chayiv Shtayim, you have to bring two chatois, ants al Zor, and the second one because of Shabbos. Bar Kaporin Chayiv al Achas. Now you remember how dramatic and how emphatic both Reb Chiya and Bar Kapar were yesterday. Let's just look quickly through the Lashon HaGemara. Kavet Reb Chiya v'nishba. Reb Chiya gave a spring and he started screaming and he made a shvua. Hu avoido. I make a shvua in the avoid in the Beis Hamikdash. Kach shemati mi Rebbe. Shtayim v'chayv tu. Kavet Bar Kapar v'nishba. Hu avoido. Kach shemati mi Rebbe. Achas y'chayv one. Everybody made a shvua. Hischa Reb Chiya lotin. So Reb Chiya said, let's go and be done. Shabbos the Chol Nesra. Shabbos applies to everybody. Kishuhutra b'migdash, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave a heter, he didn't give a heter for all Yidden. He only gave a heter Eitzel Koyhanim Hutra. Lekahanim Hutra v'loy Lezorim. And therefore this guy is over. Yesh kamishum Zoris v'sheh kamishum Shabbos. Makes a lot of sense. Comes again Bar Kapar, Yisrael Bar Kapar Lodin. Shabbos l'chol Nesra. Kishahutra b'mikdosh, b'mikdosh hutra. It wasn't a heter for Kehanim. It was a blanket heter for anybody entering the hallowed halls of the Beis HaMikdash to do avoida on Shabbos. Muta, muta, muta. So now this fellow who's a Zohar, of course he shouldn't be doing the avoida. But there's no thank you. So Einkan El Azoris is only a Zoris problem and not a Shabbos problem. Okay, that was case number one. Balmum shishimish betumah. A Balmum has no business doing avoida ever. What did he do? He came into the Beis Hamikdash when he and Roiv of Kehanim, Roiv of Klal Yisrael were Tumeim, and he did the Avoyim. Now we know the Tum Hutra B'tzibur, but the Tum Hutra B'tzibur not for him, only for the Tumeim, but he happens to be a Balmum, and he did the Avoyim B'tum. So the question is, how many Isurim was he? Oyver Rebchi Oymer Chayiv, Shtayim, two, Barakapar Oymer Chayiv Alach, Zol Chayiv, one. Again, covers Rebchi Benishba, Voyde Kashemati Merabe, that it was Shtayim. Covers Barakapar Benishba, that it was one. And now, Hischa Rebchi Lotun. Tuma Lakol Nesra. Tuma, of course, is also for anybody and everybody to have anything to do with Kodshim when they're Tomei. They're not allowed to eat Kodshim, they're not allowed to do Avoyde Bekrabat. They're not allowed to enter the base of Migdash. You're Tomei, Tomei, Tomei Yikra. Kishahutra b'migdash, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave a heter by tum hutra b'tzibur el kehanim tamimim hutra, only by erlecha kehanim. Of course, the word tamim here doesn't mean erlecha, it means kehanim that are not bali mumim. However, only for kehanim tamimim hutra. V'lo el bali mumim. See, yesh kamishom bali mumim, v'yesh kamishom tumim. His chabar kapar lo, no, tum l'chol ne'ezra. Kishahutra, when the Torah gave a heter in the case of tum hutra b'tzibur, v'amigdash hutra, it was a blanket rule, suspended v'ilchas beis amigdash. Sein kalam mishim balmum, not a problem of tum. Third halacha, zersha ocha melika. Again, Rebchi Oy Mechayiv Shtayim, our Kapora says, achas. Kavaz Rebchi Venishba, oh, I heard from Rabbi Shtayim. Kavaz Bar Kapora Venishba, I heard one. Zizcha Rebchi Lodan, Nevei Lechol Nesra, Kishutra Megdish Eitzkli Hanam Hutra. Kahanam Hutra Veloy Lazar. As we know, the problem with Malika is that it happens to be Nevela, besides the fact that this fellow happens to be a Zor. So Zor has no business eating from Kodshim, meaning from Kodshim Kudishim, which is only for Kahanim. And he has no business eating Malika, because Malika is a Chnevayla. So he's over two. He got a double whammy. Struck out twice. Mashenken, according to Bar Kapara. Bar Kapara says, Nochemol Nevela Chol Nesra. Kishotra Migdish Hotra. There was a heter, a blanket heter for the eaters of Malika, that there's no din of Nevela. Of course, this was intended for the Kahanim, but this halacha of Nevela by Malika was suspended, so therefore, ain't kan ala mishim zar. See, only have this. Okay, so you see, all of these three seem to be mamish, the same halacha, two or one. Reb Chiya says in each case two, in each case Bar Kapara said one. The question is, look, the Gemara top of Lamed Gimel Omer Al B'mayit Mekamiflegi, what is the underlying thread that unites all of these three halachas? Why does Reb Chiya say two? Why does Bar Kapara say one? And the Gemara is going to now struggle with finding what's the reason. We're going to give three possible approaches. The first approach is going to be that the machlokes is be'isar koilel v'aliba derab yoisi. That the halachas that we're talking about, remember we're talking about each case that there are two possible aveirois. Well, each time Rav Chiya says yechayiv shtayim and Bar Kavara says you only chayiv one. Oh, so it's talking about l'choira an isur chal al isur situation. We'll see how that works out. And isur chal isur says Rav Chiya yechayiv two. But everybody holds ein isur chal isur. Oh, but if it's a case of isur koilel, then it could be chal al isur. But says Bar Kapara, no, I disagree. No, but it's a koil nishto. Just like the Gemara said, Rabbi Yosi doesn't hold of isa koil. Says Bar Kapara, ichal toch. There's no isa koil according to Rabbi Yosi.
So no. They're not just saying it that they hold. They're saying that they heard Rebbe say they're quoting from authority.
Yes, what you said is absolutely correct. The Gemara will address that as well. So my kavvigin, the isa koil baliv der Yosi. Rabbi Chiya sovar that Rabbi Yosi the isa koil mechayev tarti, which is different than what we had on the Gemara on the Amud Beis at the top, where we said that Amr Bavo might Rabbi Yosi be isa moisev, but not by isa koilel. Rabbi Chiya says, I respectfully disagree that in fact Rabbi Yosi holds by isa koil, you're also chayev tarti, not only by isa moisev, but by Issa Koil as well, Yechayev Tarti.
Specifically, says Issa Koil. The
other is from now. Oh, now, the Beis doesn't say that. Is it 100% Gerecht? The question is, why is this called Issa Koil and not Issa Moisev? That we will address in another 10 seconds. Bar Kapara Sovar, Leimachayev Ela Choda. Bar Kapara can hold like Rebavo of yesterday, that Rabbi Yosi Taka does hold of Issa Moisev. The Gemara doesn't go into it. But he does not hold of Issa Koil, and that's why he only Chayev one. Where do you find Issa Koil? What's the Inyan? Says Yimor, I'll explain to you. Remember, the first of the three cases was Zor Shishimish Ba'avoida on Shabbos. So now, Zor Me'ikara Shari B'Malacha Ba'asa Ba'avoida. From Sunday through Friday, a Zor is allowed to do Malacha. He's allowed to work in his fields. He's allowed to go to the office. He's allowed to do all the 39 Malachas because it's Sunday through Friday. But also avoida, he's certainly disqualified from doing avoida in the Beis Hamikdash. Now, after the Shabbos, Shabbos arrives. Baruch Hashem, it's Shabbos. Migad kamitzah b'malacha. Now, Shabbos doesn't add anything to the iser of avoida by azar. The iser of azar doing avoida, no difference whether it's Sunday, Friday, or Shabbos, exactly the same. However, the Gabi Malacha, there will be a difference. That Sunday through Friday, he was mutter to do Malacha. Now it's Shabbos, he's not allowed to do Malacha. Now that, one second. So that Isser Malacha, that has nothing to do with Avoida, nothing. That's what the Gemara called yesterday in Isser Koilel. Isser Moisev is when I add Isurim to the original Isur. Here we're not adding an additional Isurim to the Inyan of Avoida B'Shabbos. What we're doing is we're saying, all those 39 malachas, like Chodesh and Koitzer and Zoyreya and Zoyre and all the others, and Koisev and Koisher, all those which were mutter during the week, are now Osir on Shabbos. So because there's now an Issa which is Kolel, which now includes more many things. Other things, so therefore Migoy, that it's Chal on all those other things, it'll be Chal on the Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash as well. That's what we call an Isser Koilel. So again, Asir LeShabbos, Migdika Mitzvah B'Malach, it's Chal on all those others, and Asir so many other things, it's Mitzvah Nam B'Avoida. And that's the reason why that would be called an Isser Koilel, says Reb Chia, that Reb Yoisi holds that the Isser Koilek Mechayiv Shtayim, because even though normally Ein Isser Chal Isser, but since this Isser is Koilel so many 39 other Malachis, it's now koiled this one as well. Mashenke Bar Kapora says, only by Isser Moisef holds her Bioisi that you're Machayev Shtayim, but not by Isser Koil. And the Svara is because Isser Koil doesn't add anything to the original Isser, it only adds those other malachas which I'm not even concerned about. When I'm doing malach in the Beis Midish, am I worried about farming outside as a Zareya and Koitzer? Of course not. But since it's Koil, those are the Isserim, it's Chal, according to Rabchi, it's Chal on the Avoid as well. Mashenkin, according to Bar Kapara, it's not Chal. That's case number one. Now I saw two questions. Brother Shai.
One is that Rabbi Kohn always mentions that a czar can be shochet.
Right. Exactly. So
what is the malacha?
That's my question.
Rabbi Yisai, Yefreg, Zeya Zeyagut. When we're talking about Zor, Shishimish, Bavoida, which Avoida are we talking about? Yefreg, Zayagut. And the kasha that both of you are asking, Al Pishnaim, Aydim Yakum Dover, the Gemara is going to ask on the Amud Beis. We have to have a little bit of patience, Mi Hashem, roughly 15, 20 minutes, 25 minutes, we'll get to that kasha. Zeyagut Gefreg. Anyway, but take it for granted that this czar is doing a malacha by doing the avoida, and therefore, normally this is the only avoida that's asr Sunday through Friday. Shabbos, not only this avoida is asr, but all the other malachas are asr. Me, it's chalanem, it's chalanis. That's why Reb Chiya says you chayiv shtayim, says Bar Kapora you only chayiv achas. Okay, so that works very well for the first of the three cases. What was case number two? The case number two was a balmum that did the avoida betuma when roiv of Klal Yisrael, roiv of the kahanim, were to make. Again, Reb Chiya says too. A balmum. And Reb Chiya says too. And Reb Bar Kapora says what? Is Dr. Yimari Yetz balmum? Says now the Gemara, it's about six lines from the top. Seven lines. Balmum me'ikara shori ba'achila ba'osa ba'avoida. As we know, although a balmum cannot do the avoida Beis HaMikdash, however, he does get a chelik in the karbanis. He is allowed to go and eat from the karbanis. He can go and be maslia, the eitzim in the lishkas who eitzim. Yeah. Can do a real big avoida, a small avoida. But he's entitled to go and eat.
Limited,
exactly. But he's entitled to eat. However, osa ba'avoida, he can't do avoida. Itmilei, now when he becomes Tamei, Migur de Kamitzah Ba'achila, now can he go and eat from the Kabbanis? No, the whole Tumahutra Mitzibah is only Gabi Hakrovis HaKabbanis, not Gabi eating Kabbanis. So therefore, if he becomes Tamei, Migur de Kamitzah Ba'achila, now that he is Osir Ba'achila as well, Nitzanami Ba'avoida. Now really, the Achila and Avoida are two separate things. The fact that he can no longer eat the carbon because he becomes Tamei, that has nothing to do with the Avoida per se. However, I have now an Isser Koilo, meaning that I have now a broader Isser that now is including not only the din of Avoida, but also the din of Achila, because he became Tomei. Migur that is Chal on the Avoida, I'm sorry, on the Achila, it'll be Chal on him as well. So that's again a Shaila of an Isser Koilo. Again, according to Reb Chiya, oh, Isser Chal, Isser Koilo, Yechayev too. Bar Kapara holds you only Chayev one. But the Gemara asks now, Ela Malika, What is the case of Malika? What was the case of Malika? A czar ate from Malika. So now, what is the Isser? Number one, the czar eating from Kudishim. Number two, that he's eating the Vela. Guess what? Both of those happened bibas achas. Why? How did it happen bibas achas? How did this carbon, how did this oif get to become a nevela as a result of the malika? And at that split moment, as soon as the kohen did that malika, this oif now becomes osir to all zorim to eat for two reasons. Number one, becomes zor has no business eating kachi kudishim. So the chachatis. Chatis is only mutter kahanav, it's not mutter to zorim. That's problem number one. Number two, it's a chanavela. So therefore, both isur machal bibas achas at the same time. What difference does that make? So Rashi says, because even if you hold ein iser chal iser, pshat is, if the Rabbeinu Shalom already made it prohibited, there's no purpose in adding another iser, another prohibition. It's already osur anyway. However, both of them happening simultaneously, which one are you going to go and choose? Yeah, I think it would be better to go and put on the Isser of Nevel. No, I think it would be better to go and put the Isser of a Zor eating kachim. No, it's better than Malik. No. Yeah, which one are you going to choose? So both the Chal and Basachas, everybody would agree, L'choira, that you're Chayv.
The Malik is always also on him.
He's not doing the Malika. The coin is doing the Malika.
Well, listen, the Isser Nevel is always there.
Versteht sich.
So that's Chal when he's born.
No, when he's born, it's Eivim Menachai.
When he's a Bar Mitzvah.
It's an Eivim Menachai. It's an Ishkar Din. Which you're saying, maybe Machzikin from Isser the Isser. But Agamor assumes not.
Well,
in fact,
right.
Rashi, in fact, says, even before the Malika, it should be an Osir of Isser Ne'ilah. You're now that Azor is now to be more baggish. So to Rashi, this is Taki Emes until once you're not Avodasan, the Issa Me'ila goes off, and now it only has a din of Azor eating Kodshim, Kodshi Kudishim, and the problem of Nevela. Both of those happen simultaneously. Yes.
Why is Malika, we learned in Kachim,
yes,
that Malika is a substitute for Shechita by Ophos.
True.
Why are we saying that Malika is Nevela? It's not Nevela for Kohanim. It's a vis-a-vis this oaf. It was a Zvicha.
Right.
It was a Zvicha. It's how you do Zvicha on an oaf.
Absolutely.
Why are we calling it Nevela? It's not Nevela. It's kosher Zvicha. It's the problem is it's limited only to the people who can eat it, not
exactly right. So for the Kahanim, they have for the halacha of Nevela by Malika is suspended when they are eating chatzis oif. If they want to eat a chatzis oif at the same time, if they want to eat from a Purdue chicken from Dr. Purdue or whatever the guy's name is, chas v'shalom. I am eating here in Nevela. Here the Torah was matir. The Torah was not matir for Zor.
My question is...
You're trying to do a lomdus and say that it's not even Nevela. It's
right.
Really considered to be a Shechita. It's not a Shechita.
A Shechita is Zvicha.
Zalzana, Zvicha, call whoever you like.
That's what you... The Torah tells them to eat it.
The Gemara doesn't go with your lomdus. Yes, Rav David.
Am I missing something? Are you trying to be Mechadish that all of a sudden it comes with Vasachas? It's a different concept. The other Yisroel that we had also Vasachas.
No.
Out.
Everything was an Issa Chalissa. Why was this Chalissa? So let's get back. So we have three cases over here. The first case was a Zor that Shemesh b'avoyde b'Shabbos. The Zor from Sunday to Friday, was he allowed to go and do an avoyde in the Beis HaMikdash?
No.
It's the Chazor. He's not allowed to.
No Shabbos Yisroel.
There's no Shabbos Issa. So therefore we only had one existing Issa so far. Now Shabbos, he goes and puts on his Bekish and his Shtramel. So now, it's like, yeah, Shabbos. If he does now the Avoida, now he has a second problem. What's the second problem? He's doing Avoida on Shabbos, which involves a Malacha. Both Barry and Brother Shai want to know what Malacha it was. We'll talk about the Yomid Beis. But Lamaisa, it was a Malacha. So, but this Malacha was not also Al Tzilcha Shabbos on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's only also Al Shabbos. So now, when Shabbos came, a new Isser came upon it. Isser chal isser be isser koil. That was case number one. What was case number two? Case number two was a balmum that did avoida betoma. Until now, he's only been a balmum for the last 10, 20, 30, 40 years, but he hasn't been tomei. Unfortunately, so now was he allowed to do avoida? No, avadanish. Now he became tomei. Now becomes tummy. Even a tam, even a koyin who's Baruch Hashem Gizinta, is not allowed to go and do a avoid the betum. Says the Gemara, now I have a new Isser Koil. What's my Isser Koil? Because until now, although he was prohibited from doing avoida, but Al Tzvalmum, he could still eat from the kochim. But now that he becomes tamei, he's no longer even able to go and eat. Oh, so now there's a broader new iser that's come upon the scene. Liga that is chal on the iser of eating, it's also chal on the iser of avoida, but it's sequential, one after the other. But by malik, it always happens at the same time.
So, I was thinking going back to two days ago.
Yes, 2 days ago.
The issues when you take the two iser.
And the Ishus Ach and the Chayis Ishus.
Those are simultaneous. When we get back to that, are those assumed simultaneous?
Oh, okay, that's a good question. Normally, they are not simultaneous. Why are they normally not simultaneous? Because normally, either Reuven gets married first or Shimon gets married first. So if Reuven gets married first to his wife, to Ruchel, vis-a-vis Shimon, who's his brother, the only issa that he has so far is that it's Eishes Ach. It's the wife. It's not a Chois Ishtoi, because Shimon's not even married. Shimon's still learning in Yeshiva. The other way around. What happens if Shimon gets married first to his wife? Then he would not be able to go and marry the sister of his wife. Not Al Teishes Ach. Reuven is not married. It's only because of Chois Ishtoi. When Reuven gets married, so that... You could have a case that happens simultaneously, but Basachas, we'll talk about that case in a moment. We're not there yet. But anyway, the point of the Gemara is, we started off today, that all of these three cases that Reb Chiya and Bar Kapora are arguing, they're arguing, Liba Reb Yossi, does he hold Issa Koyle Issa or not? It's crystal clear that case number three has nothing to do with Issa Koyle. Case number three has to do with Basachas, because you cannot find a case of Zor Shalcha Malika of Isser Chalal Isser. They're always Basachas, always simultaneous. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So you cannot say that the third case is talking about a case of Isser Koyle. So getting back to the Gemara Nochamu, El Malika, we're about 10 lines from the top of the Omid, the last two words on the line, El Malika, on to the next line, El Malika Bas Achaz Yid Mishka Achaz Lo, Bisakoy Lo Mishka Achaz Lo.
That's not true. When the oath is slaughtered,
yeah.
It's Malika,
yeah.
That's when it becomes Nevela.
Right.
According to the terms of the Gemara.
Correct.
When he eats it, then it's eating it is separate from when it becomes usher.
No.
It becomes usher when it becomes a chayfetz of nevela.
If he looks at it that this nevela for the next 100 years, he's not going to be over the isser. The isser is only going to.
The isser of nevela falls on it.
Fine. When the same moment the isser of achila lezor falls on it, because the zor is not allowed to eat from kodesh kodeshim. Before the maliki couldn't eat out meila. After it's gemoylikt, he's not going to eat because it's kachi kudishim, which is also to azar. So therefore, that these two isurim both happen at the moment of malik. Look at the Rashi. I don't want you to think I'm making all this up. El malika. See, Rashi is about 2/3 on the omid. Yeah, koyle. Yeah, el malika. Says Rashi, koyle loy mishkachesla. Yeah, this is el malika. Koyle loy mishkachesla. Do b'shas malika chayli travayu. Says Rashi, the whole zman shaloi nimlika. Before the malika, hoyole iser was taken isem ila. I agree with you, isem ila. But the loy zeh iser zaris omer bekarbin shenitel achilas kan. That's not the same iser. That's a meila din, and this is an iser achila lizorim din. Okay, shenimlika v'niris lekehanim poka mino iser azoris meila. The ganze mila fell away. No more. No problem. V'chaylele isezores called zor lo yoichel kodesh. V'isem malika and the isezor v'isem basachas and the veila mit the malika mit the zor. All of it happens at the same moment. So therefore, getting back to our original hypothesis was that the machloik is the three. Case machloikas, the three scenario machloikas between Reb Chiya and Bar Kapora had to do with Issa Koyle. We see it has nothing to do with Issa Koyle because number three cannot talk about Issa Koyle, it can only talk about Bas Achas. So therefore we have now a second approach. All three cases are a Bas Achas type of svaro or type of approach. But leave it to Reb Yossi. That what? Reb Chiya sover Reb Yossi b'Issa Bas Achas m'chayv tarti. Even though Reb Yossi holds ein iser chal al iser, but that's if they happen sequentially, not if they happen simultaneously. Even in such a case, only chayv one. But now the question is, which one?
Both b'Bas Achas.
Chayv should be chayv one. V'hocha mai freiti moriet v'hocha mai iser Bas Achas ikka. Which? How can you have Bas Achas? Didn't we say by the zor shishimish b'Shabbos 6 days he's a zor and Shabbos he's Shabbos? How could it be? How can you have the second case? The Balmum that became Tomei. We can design. Zokti Mara. I'll tell you very simply. The first case is Shemesh b'Shabbos kigoyim. The icy shtei saris b'Shabbos. David lezores b'Shabbos b'hadi adodi. A young boy who just became bar mitzvah. He was bar mitzvah on Shabbos. Since it was bar mitzvah on Shabbos, he leaned and he davened for the omid and he gives a shiny pshatel. And everybody said, "Wow, what a kli! What a gem this young man is! He's going to be metzushem." Said the ego really got to him, and he decided to run into the Beis Hamikdash to go and do the avodah now in the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos. When he did it, at that moment, that's when he became a mitzvah. He shouldn't have lain before, right? Okay. But at that moment, he became a mitzvah. And at that moment, he did the avodah. So, and of course, at that moment, he became a bar Yisrael. He wasn't a kohen. So that Yisrael now did on Shabbos, where both Yisurim were chal and him at the same moment. Because until now, he was a kohen. Now he became a gadol. When he was a gadol, the first act that he did, instead of saying krishma, he went and did the avodah on Shabbos. Therefore, he's chayv both bibasacha simultaneously.
Interesting.
That's not a case of Yeshua Tzamtim. Eshua Tzamtim is a timing issue. Can you time them both together?
Here this, they are by definition.
By definition, he becomes bar mitzvah at the same time. If at the same time, whilst he's doing the avoid, he also ate a chazer sandwich, he's also going to be all three chayv at the same time. In other words, everything, as soon as, whenever the bar mitzvah was, whether it was 12:01 and 33 seconds, ask Mendy when the nets is exactly whatever the number of seconds, but at that split moment, that he became bar mitzvah, he became osir al zar, and he also became chuyim in Hilchei Shabbos. So both of them are chal at the same time.
By eating a thing, you could say it's Efshel and Samson.
Yeah.
But here it's one thing.
One thing, exactly. One avoider. One
avoider. It does both.
Both. One avoider at the time it became Shtesar's bishops. Ah, okay. So that's case number one. Now, Balmum Nami, how can you be Balmum? He's going to icy shtei saris the itmalei the havilei Balmum the tuma bahadi adodi. Oh, now, before we continue on, one thing. I should have mentioned this a moment earlier. The Gemara is saying now that it's going good to Rabbi Yosi, and the Machloikis is what does Rabbi Yosi hold by Issa Basachas. So Rashi says that this also goes back on the Gemara of yesterday. That when we had yesterday that Rabbi Yosi is Machayiv Shtayim, Bo Oleha, Chayiv Oleha Mishum Eishes Ach, O Mishum Achoyis Isha, Divir Rabbi Yosi. So we Muchinzach yesterday, how does Rabbi Yosi hold that? I, Rabbi Yosi holds Ein Issachal Lissa, we see by the case of the insane fellow who lived with his Chamois, right? So Ibazoi, how do you have two Isurim?
We're Nasa Meis first.
The Gemara answered. The first time the Gemara was that it was Nosa Meis v'gach Nosa Chai, or Chai v'gach Nosa Meis. In the case of Meis, and after that, if it was Chai and after that Meis, the case of Issa Moisiv, Aiz, it was on Legabe Mes v'gach Chai, it's the case of Issa Koil. So our Gemara so far today said, well, this is Machloik, is what Rabbi Yosi holds by Issa Koil. But we fall away from that. Rabbi Yosi is talking about Basachas. So how can you have by Achois Ishtoi and Eishes Ach simultaneous? I think Rav David asked that question a few minutes ago. How can you have Eishes L'choyre? If Reuven married first, then it's Eishes Ach. If Shimon married first, then it's a case of Achois Ishtoi. How can it happen simultaneously? So Rashi says the following case. Reuven and Shimon are the two brothers, and Ruch and Leah are the two sisters. Because of Inyanei Tznius, or because of maybe the running away from the government, whatever the reason is, Reuven and Shimon didn't do the Kiddushin themselves. They sent a shliach. And they gave him two prutas. Reuven gave him one pruta, and Shimon gave him one pruta. So you have one shliach yankel, who's now taking the kesef kedusha for Reuven and Shimon. And he was given the mitzvah and the tzivui to go and marry for Reuven Ruchel, and for Shimon to marry Leah. Good. Now he's looking for Ruchel and Leah, and they have the same tznius problem as Reuven and Shimon, and they're also running away. So guess what? They were also mamana shliach. The name of the shliach was Beryl. And that Beryl said, you have the full authority to go and accept the prutois from Yankel. So now Yankel looks at Beryl, and they're both Moli Simcha. There's no chusin, there's no kala, there's no musician, there's no gunish. But now he's saying, I'm giving you my seclusion for the two ladies. I'm giving you now these two prutois bebasachas. If you're saying maybe one prut is going to fall a second early, he gives up two pruta coin, right? There's a $2 thing. Two pruta coin with these two prutois. One of them is for Reuven marrying Rochel. One of them is for Shimon marrying Leah. And he gives it to him bebasachas at one time in his hand. Can you have Eilecha Basachas Yoisu Mizu? Right? They're both Chal simultaneously. Says Rabbi Yoisi, such a kid Basachas, Chayim Shtayim. So that's the case of yesterday's Dr. Rashi, and that's why the Gemara is now having a machloikis. Is that what Rabbi Yoisi really hold? Does he really hold of Basachas 2 or 1? Says Rabbi Chia, yes. Says Bar Kapora, no. So now we're trying to figure out how all these three cases are dealing with Basachas. So we talked already, Zor Shishimish B'Shabbos, he became Bar Mitzvah on Shabbos. Now we're talking about the case of the Balmum that did avoid it when he was Tameh. Zoktimar Balmum. Now he's going to Aisi Shtei Saris. The Itmile, that he was a Balmum, and he got Shtei Saris, and he becomes Tameh. To have the Balmum, the Tumah Bahadi Adoli. That you have the two at the same time. Now, how does that work? So if you look at the Rashi, the fifth line from the top, from the wide lines, Balmum, Nami, you're going to Aisi Shtei Saris. Keep going. The Itmi Koidim Shehevi Be Saris. He became Tomif. Rashi's fifth of the wine line. Balmum nam, going to Isis Tesaris. You have it? Kalaima. Itmi Koidim. Now there's a Dalit over there. That Dalit takes it to the Bach. Koidim Shehevi Besaris. He became Tommy before. Ubetoich Tumasoi. Umumai. In other words, this child is 12 years old. At the time of 12 years old, Nebuch, he fell and he tripped and he broke his nose, he broke his toes. He's a Balmum. Joy. And at the same time, he also touched Nebuch at a mess and he became Tommy. So now he's both Tommy and a Balmum, but he's still 12. Unfortunately, this mum and his tumah remained until the age of 13, and now he happens to be bar mitzvah. Ubetoich tumasi umumai hevishtei saris ubishas haboa cholushne ubishas havoa. When he's doing now the korban in the base mikdash cholushne, and both of them chal at the same time. Shishneim hayu tuliyam tuliyam alav. Both of them were suspended on him alts koton, and now when he becomes a gadol, both of them hit at the same time. As soon as he becomes 13, the tumah that till now was a tumas koton, and the balmum that was a balmum of a koton, both of them now have been upgraded. They're now the din of a gadol, and both of them happened at the same split moment when he became bar mitzvah. And therefore, the says, "Vaita have bahadi adoti." Fine. That's one possible case of bahadi adoti b'basachas. Inami, I have another case. Shechotach. That he was a Reba Mitzvah already a while ago. He's already 20 years old, 25 years old. And he cut now his finger with a Sakin Temeah. So at the moment that he cut his finger, he became a Balmum. Apparently, it wasn't just a small little wound. He did a Nebuch, a good cut, Rahmul Islam. And it was a Sakin Temeah. And by the way, Sakin Temeah, we're not talking, Harim Kolo, it has to be talking about the Navi Avoy Satoma that it touched it, or at least it touched the Avatoma, because if it touched
the mace. Exactly.
So it has to be a case where it has at least the status of an Avatoma, if not Navi Avoy Satoma.
It was a Cherv, it killed somebody.
Oh, it doesn't. Chas Shem, I don't want to kill anybody. Yeah, but Chanami, it was a Sakin Temeah. Shoy.
Do you have anything other than a Cherv? How could you have it as a...
Any metal object.
Any metal object that becomes an Avatoma?
Because if it
touches the mess,
if it touches the mess itself, it becomes an aviyavoisetum. If it touches an avatum, it becomes an avatum. Okay. An avatum can be metame odom the kelim. However, if it was only a rishon letuma, then it's only metame oichun amashkin. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara now, so therefore they both happened at the same time. Became a balmum when he cut, and he became tummy at the same time. Oh, frank the rishonim. No, it's not at the same time, because as soon as the knife touched his skin, he became Tomei. It takes at least another quarter of a second until it goes deep in the make. So good to cash it.
But doesn't he need blood or something, some kind of liquid to transfer the
tumor? You're talking about Mukhshir Kabbalah. That's only by Oichler and Mashkin. That's not talking by people. So now getting back to our Gemara.
Samurai and Yoh. The second,
in other words, he did it really swift. Yeah, Kanzai.
But still, a nanosecond there was.
Right, so now there's a machlokes and we showed him how to answer this kasha. The Tosfos Yeshonim says this difference in time of a nanosecond. This is a gunish. Everybody holds that's still called basachas. When is it ze'achas? At least a second, 10 seconds, a year, a minute. Something. But if it goes mamish in one act, we're talking about
that's
one act.
Basachas.
That's called during basachas. Tosfos says even a better pshat. I don't say better. Tosfos says a different pshat. It's talking about that he already had a wound on his hand, and that wound was 99% of the way to becoming a balmum, but it wasn't enough to be a balmum yet.
It was mashlim.
What he did was when he went and he cut himself. He was mashlim to make the 100% balmum. Oh, so look at the bottom Tosfos. I'm not making it. Look at the last Tosfos.
You can't. Somebody else.
That's what I'm saying.
Look at the last line of David. It's such a beautiful Toysvis. It's Boy Besak Tvei. Shoyz, it's Boy Chatuch. And Mashu Achred. Mamish, the last Mashu, the last year. Ah, Rishinog by a second. Nidma. Mamish was Babasachas. Not a nanosecond in between. The same second. Oh, saying it. Anyway, so they're beautiful. So now all three cases are talking about a case of Basachas. This is a beautiful approach that the machloiki between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Chiya is. What does Rabbi Yossi hold? Not between Rabbi Chiya and Bar Kapara is. What does Rabbi Yossi hold by the case of Basachas? Where Rabbi Chiya says in all three cases of Basachas, Yechayev Shtayim. And according to Rabbi Bar Kapara, only Chayev Achas. Okay. Choyd is there, good to pshat. Says Yimar, it's not so good. Because Bish loim le Rabbi Chiya, ki esnai le didei. What's bothering the Gemara is the fact that both Reb Chiya and Bar Kapara yesterday were so emphatic that they made kofats, they jumped up. The Nishvan, they made a shvua. Who avoid them making a shvua in the name of Beis Hamikdash? Now these are not small fry. We're talking about major league, Tanoim, Mamaroim, Groisa, Groisa mentioned Reb Chiya and Bar Kapara. Would they make a shvu if they weren't 100% certain about what the Heilige Rebbe, what Rebbe said? Avadanish. Muzach and the Rebbe Taka said both. Two. Yechayev two. And Yechayev one. But how could that be? It's one or the other. So they went, no. I'll explain to you. Reb Chiya says, when I said Alibed Rebbe Yossi v'Yechayev Shtayim, that's what the Heilige Rebbe, Rebbeinu HaKodesh, said, that according to Rebbe Yossi, Yechayev Shtayim. I, my distinguished colleague, Bar Kapara, the Groisa Tzadik, who said that Rabbi only said one. Taka, Rabbi only said one. But he didn't say Aliba de Rabbi Yossi, he said Aliba de Rabbi Shimon. Because after all, yesterday we had a machloikas about the guy who's the Machmir, who lived Bishoigig with an Eishes Ach, who is also Achois Ishtoi, which we just said now is a Bas Achas Taka Issa, where Rabbi Yossi said Yechayiv Shtayim, and Rabbi Shimon said you only Chayiv one, either Eishes Ach or Achois Isha, but you only Chayiv one and not both. Ah, because Rabbi Shimon holds you only Chayiv Achas. Even Bas Achas, you only Chayiv one, you're not Chayiv two. And therefore, when Bar Kapara swore in the name of Rebbe that Rebbe said one, Emes, he taka said one, but not Aliba de Rabbi Yossi. He said Aliba de Rabbi Shimon. Very, very nice. Ela Bar Kapara. Since Bar Kapara holds that even Aliba de Rabbi Yossi are only Chayiv one, is if Rabbi Yossi, where we've been tumbling until now, maybe Rabbi Yossi holds two. After all, that's the lashon of the brayza. He's chayv al tzachoyis ishoy, and he's chayv al tzeishasach chayv two. But Rabbi Shimon says you only chayv one. So Madach Bar Kapara says alibed Rabbi Yossi, you're only chayv one bebasachas. Is the chavad and avad like Rabbi Shimon? You'd only be chayv one. So ibazoi. Is according to Bar Kapara, is Chas Shalom Reb Chiya Shikuri Kameshaker? Is it possible that Bar Kapara is thinking about Reb Chiya that he made a Shavua Lashav Lashek? Now, of course, it's obviously possible that a person, even the Gresta Tzaddik, can make a mistake, no question about it. But the Gemara assumes that if each one of them said it with such emphasis, so emphatically and so dramatically, that each one was Taka Oimid alu emes, that's what Rebbe Taka said. So according to Bar Kapara, how could it be possible that Reb Chiya should have thought that Rebbe said it's two, when there's no one that possibly holds two, neither Reb Yossi nor Reb Shimon? Says the Gemara, you're absolutely right. And therefore I fall away from this approach. Like we said until now. Not Aliba de Reb Yossi, Aliba de Reb Shimon. Meaning, that even though Reb Shimon normally holds Ein Isser Chalal Isser, however, what does he hold? Basachas, says Reb Chiya, not only would Reb Yossi hold that if it's Chal Basachas, you'd be Chayv Shtayim, even Reb Shimon would hold in a case of Basachas, you'd be Chayv Shtayim. That says Reb Akbar, no. Like Reb Shimon, no. Reb Shimon always holds one, only one. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now let's continue on. Bishloy, yeah, we're not finished. We're going to get to the same question as before. So before the Gemara asks the question for Keret about the Shvuah Shkorim, the Gemara asks the following. Bishloy Reb Chiya kamishtaba lafukil Reb Shimon mecheske. Reb Chiya, remember, made Zazah Shvuah. A spring kofat three times. He made three Shvuahs. Why did he do it? Because if you would ask anybody on the street, hey, mister, tell me, what does Reb Shimon hold when you have two Yisurim? Reb Shimon, he always holds only one. I learned the brice of yesterday. The person who lived together with Achois Ishtoi, who is also Eishes Achav, only one. What does he hold Bekoil? Only one. What does he hold Bamoisim? Only one. What does he hold Basachas? Only one. Ah, you think only one? Says Reb Chiya, I make a Shavua in the name of the Heiligen Rebbe that Rabbeinu HaKodesh said that even Reb Shimon would agree in this case that you have two. That's why he had to make a shvuah to emphasize that to go in lafuke to remove Reb Shimon Mechezke from his normal chazaka that he always says one. Here he says, "Ele bar kapara lamin lishtabuya." What does bar kapara have to scream for and jump up and machkan to shvuas? Everybody knows Reb Shimon always holds one. So he also holds one. Now for machan a shvuah.
Yeah, but the other guy said two. That's the problem.
For the Gemara, Kash, in a chenam yistak and nishka tiyu. This is a gefela.
He reacted.
Exactly. It was a normal human reaction. He saw. He swore. He swore back. So nish gefela.
Good. Heated debate.
Heated debate. Okay, Kash. Okay, this is nish gefela. But what is your gefela? The Gemara asked now the same Kash as he asked before, but in reverse. Bishlem el bar kapara. Ki is naya Rebbe l'didei alibed Reb Shimon. Ki is naya Reb Chiya alibed Reb Yosi. Remember, each one made a shvuah, and each one was convinced until 1,000% sure that what said Reb Chiya, Rebbe said two, and Bar Kapara said he only said one. So now, according to Bar Kapara, I can understand how both he thought that Rebbe said one and Reb Chiya said two. Why? Because the machloek b'basachas is alibed the Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon remembers the one that has less isurim. We always said by Chois Ishtoi and Eishes Ach two, and Reb Shimon said only one. Zoktach yet Bar Kapara. I understand when I repeated in the name of Rebbe, it's only one. That's according to Reb Shimon, it's only one. I, Reb Chiya, my distinguished colleague, said it's two. He made a mistake. It wasn't that Rebbe said in the name of Reb Shimon. Rebbe said the name of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds Amul Issa Moisa and Amul Issa Koil. He holds Issa Masacha. Salim Rabbi Yossi. Zeh Zegit. And that's why it's not that my colleague made a mistake. Rabbi Taka said it.
He said both.
He said both, but I was believing Rabbi Shimon. He took a little bit of Rabbi Yossi. El Rabbi Chiya Bar Kapora Shkuri Kom Shaker. Could Rabbi Chiya Lechoy Babasachas? I have no way out. What means I have no way out? Because since Rabbi Chiya holds that even a limud of Reb Shimon, even a limud of Reb Shimon, Yechayev too, is a lachas kam v'kama. What does Reb Yosi hold? He certainly holds two. So if both of them hold two, that's why I swore too. But how come Bar Kapora swing the name of Rebbe only said one? Is it possible that Rebbe only said one? Everybody holds two in Basachas. So what's going on here? Shkuri kam mishaker. That's a good gefrek.
But he also said one.
I'm sorry? You're just finishing off the kasha. It's a free. It's free. You have a kasha. What's his tariff?
He didn't just say on the one side, he said according to Reb Shimon, he also said according to Reb Yossi.
Good.
So one swore he said this, and he said, yeah, he also swore that. I swear he also said this.
But when did he say one?
If Reb Chiya holds that the Rebbe HaKadosh holds that everybody holds two, both Reb Yossi and Reb Shimon, everybody holds two. How does Bar Kapora make a shvuah that Rebbe said only one? There's nobody else. Reb Yossi holds two, Reb Shimon holds two, and all the other Tanomu are silent, presumably all to hold two. So who did Rebbe say in the name of there's only one? So Bar Kapora, Shkur Kamshak, is he making a lie? Or is he? Did he make such a bad boo-boo, such a big mistake? It's impossible that Rebbe said that somebody holds one. Nobody holds one, everybody holds two. That's the Gemara's kasha. Is Amalek Reb Chiya? Ki esnaya Rebbe l'tidei tarti leptur esnaya. Says Reb Chiya, I have a way of explaining that Bar Kapora Chas v'Sholem didn't say a sheker. He didn't make a shavua shav. He taka said in the name of Rebbe one, but he had another mistake. What's that other mistake? So Reb Chiya now explains. Remember, we had three cases. Remember the first two cases.
I'm perturbed by the Gemara's problem. I was going to say to Barry, let's leave it about like this. Why do we have to fire up each one?
We swore. We want to show how chomer the inyan of shvuah is. We don't want to go and say, just like Tanan Bamiram, they also made mistakes and they shvuahs, and afterwards it turned out it was a bubo. So I also did the same thing. They were heilig yidden. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't allow them chas v'shalom to go and make a shvuah l'sheker, shvuah l'shav. It must mean that when he said it, it was true, and he said it emphatically.
Right. It's usually you don't find shmooze. People argue.
Exactly.
Two people are galiba.
Right.
But they won't swear to
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
This 100%. Is a unique case.
A unique case. As unique as a cut.
I'm reminded of a problem that's here. That each one has to make a choice. It's mine and the other one.
Yeah, that's right. But Yechloika, in the beginning of the Masechta, saying it. Is Amalach Reb Chia, Reb David, Reb David. Amalach Reb Chia, say, Gishmaki Gemara. Amalach Reb Chia. Ki Yisnaya, Rebbe Lididei. He says, I will explain to you why my distinguished colleague Bar Kapora holds in the name of Rebbe that there's only one. Because I'm telling you, says Reb Chia, that Rebbe said both, Reb Yoisi, and Reb Shimon hold that there are two bebasachas. So how did Bar Kapora make this mistake that there's only one? I'll explain to you. Ki esnai Rebbe ledidei tarti lepturis esnai. Rebbe didn't teach all three cases. Rebbe only taught the first two cases. What were the first two cases? The zor shishimish b'shabes and the malmum shishimish b'tuma. Rebbe didn't talk about the case of the zor she'ocha malika. We'll see why that's
even important. Even though we have it.
We had in the Gemara Yend Omid Beis, but Rebbe didn't talk about that. He only talked about the first two cases. And when he talked about those two cases, the Isser Koilis Nai, he wasn't talking about a Basachas case. He was talking normal. That first you had the Isser of Zar, and then it became Shabbos, and then it became Zar and Shabbos. Or that you had this fellow that was a Balmum, and now it becomes Tameh. So real Isser Chalal, Isser Akoil Tikka situation. And what did Rebbe say about that? Rebbe was talking about Libid Reb Shimon. And what did he say about Libid Reb Shimon? Then each case, you only get the original Isser, because Reb Shimon holds Ein Isser Chal Isser, only one and not two. That's what we, Bar Kapora, and I, Reb Chia, we both heard from the Heilig Rebbe, from Rabbeinu HaKadosh. However, as Bar Kapora was going through Shas, he thought of a third possible case that has the same type of scenario, that you have a Zor Sh'ocha Malika, and he decided, Bar Kapora on his own decided, you know, this sounds so similar to the other two cases of the Zor Shishimish B'Shabes and the Balmum that did Shishimish B'Tumah. He said, you know what, Arba Badayu, I'm going to make three. After all, it's much better to have three. Chuta Mishulish, like the Heri Yinasek. Say, from the two, he grew it and he made it into three. Now, the first two that Rebbe taught was Al Issakoil. Third thing had nothing to do with Issakoil. The third is Al Basachas. But Bar Kapora mistakenly combined the three together as a package deal. Now, so far, combining as a package deal is not a problem. The problem is going to be the Ayinba that subsequently, when he was going and doing, when he came to not the Shir Bekias, he's going to Shir Lomdis, now he started going Ma'ay and Tifti, Metal Rab Chaim, Metal Rab Bells, Metal Rab Shimin, Metal Rab Yot, the Loy Ashka Chalab Basachas. On case number three, which is the Zor Sh'ocha Malika, he could only find out Basachas. This is no Issakoil, no Issamoisi, because they happen simultaneously. The Sovar, and now Bar Kapora, mistakenly thought, Midahobe Basachas, since case number three can only be a Basachas case, Honame Basachas, then the first two cases are probably also talking about Basachas. And how are those with Basachas? Like we've had before, that he became Shtesaris, or that he cut himself, and it was Tomei at the same time. Aha. Now, said Bar Kapora. Bar Kapora now went one further stretch. Umedahanach liptur, since I know that Rebbe taught on the first two cases that they're potter. Why did he teach on the first two cases that they're potter? Because it's Isser Koilel. That's why it's potter. Ein Issachal Isser. But since Bar Kapora in his mind combined all the three, and since those are potter, Hanach nam liptur. So that must also be potter, even in the case of Bas Achas. However, Rabbeinu HaKodesh never spoke about the third case of the Bas Achas case. He only spoke about the first two cases. Slowly, one second. So on the first two cases, that's when Rebbe Taka said one. So when Bar Kapora made a shvur that I heard the name from Rebbe only one, on the first two cases what he said was absolutely true.
I'll leave it to Reb Shimon.
That's the whole Masamat. Now, the third approach is, we're talking about Basach, leave it to Reb Shimon. So now we ask Reb Chia, you Reb Chia that hold that there's a chilik between Reb Yoyis and Reb Shimon. He holds two and he holds one. Okay, you made a shvua that you heard from Rebbe too. He holds one. Fine. However, according to Bar Kapora, since Bar Kapora, I'm sorry again, according to According to Rabbi Chia, according to Rebbe, Rebbe would hold both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon hold two. And that's why you made a shvur that he holds two, because Sai Rabbi Shimon holds two, and Sai Rabbi Yossi holds two. But how did your distinguished colleague Bar Kapara make a shvur that he only holds one, but Basachas? Everybody holds two. So he said, no, Rebbe wasn't talking about Basachas. Rebbe was talking about the case of Yisr Koilel, of the first two cases. He didn't talk about the third case. And the first two cases by Yisr Koilel, that's where Taka Reb Shimon holds his only one. I'm asking. Reb Shimon holds only one. And that's where, when Reb Chia made a shvu in the name of Rebbe, they hold only one. It's Taka Emes, but in an Yisr Koilel situation, not an Yisr Basachas situation. Why did he make a shvu that even by Basachas is one? That's already his boo-boo, his mistake, that Bar Kapara added on his third case to the first two cases, and Kolamoisiv Gadea, it was like the Masim is Achava, that she said, you not even touch the tree, not only not eat from the tree, and as a result, the Nachash was able to go and trick her. So this, his own combining the third case of the first two cases, and now he said, oh, probably all three cases are talking about Basachas, and since Rebbe taught us in the first two cases that it's Potter, in the third case is also Potter. First two cases are Potter because of Isser Koilel. It's Bar Kapara that made the stretch on his own to say that even Basachas, Rebbe wasn't talking Basachas. By Basachas, he holds according to everybody, it's two and not one. So that's how he
says. Still screwing the shock.
No. How can you erase those words? He says,
I can't do any better, Rabbi. So that's what. That's what
Rabbi. Yeah,
it's good.
Now he only heard on the first two.
He made a shvu all three times. Even the previous Gemara, the Gemara said that he said Aliyah to Rabbi. We were talking about Aliyah to Rabbi Yossi, and he made a shvu that Rabbi said Aliyah to Rabbi Yossi. Yeah, he made a mistake. And Rabbi Yossi was really Rabbi Shimon. So here too, when he made the shvu, he thought that Rabbi had combined all three cases together, and all of them are Basachas cases, and all of them he holds. It's only one. Dr. Rabbi, that's what says Rabbi Chia, that was Bar Kapara's mistake. Not he made a sheker chas v'shalom. The shvur on the first two cases was mamish 1,000% shvur. Then those two cases, which are not Basachas cases, those are Yisr Koilel cases, ein acham kuntim shim is only chayv one. He made a mistake that the same thing applies to case number three. That's because he combined them on his own, but Rabbi never talked about the case of the Zohar Shachamah.
Doesn't mean that he really made a shvur.
Good.
Because then the Eivish too, if the Eivish helps the behemoth of the Pilchus Ben Yoh, he would stop him from
Zayigit.
See, he didn't really do an Aveda.
Okay, anyway, fine. Good, we understand now. Bottom line is, we have Reb Chia, we have Bar Kapara. So, we've now concluded this part of the Shir, and we have now established that the machloikis between Reb Chia and Bar Kapara is not a machloikis that Gabi Isra Koilu Alibed Reb Yoisi. It's not a case of Basachas Alibed Reb Yoisi. It's a case of Basachas Alibed Reb Shimon, that Reb Chia says that Rebbe said that according to Reb Shimon, needs to be Chayiv Shtayim, because although he holds Enes Achal Issa, but now it's Basachas. It comes together, Yechayiv too. That Bar Kapara says you only Yechayiv one. But now the Gemara is going to ask a kasha on Bar Kapara, and the Chayiv is a very, very strong kasha. Meisvei, first state on the Brisa, Zorish Shishimish B'Shabbos. That's our first case. Ubal Mum Shishimish B'Tuba. That's our second case. What's Halacha? Yesh Kan Mishum Zorish. Umishum Shabbos, Umishum Balmum, Umishum Tuma, Dibir Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yossi holds, these are all Yisr Koilel cases, that Rabbi Yossi holds that Yisr Koilel is Taka Yisr Chalal Yisr, and that's where Yechai Bishum Tu. That Yeshkam Mishum Zor, Mishum Shabbos, Baltum, Batum, Yechai Tu. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Ein Kanel Mishum Zoris. Ubalmum Belvad. No, you only Chayiv one. Fine, Zeh good. That's the machloikis that we know. Notice, says the Gemara, the Ilam Malika Shaira. What happened with the Malika case? What happened with the Malika case? Why isn't this mentioned? Says the Gemara, it was left out. Why did we leave it out? According to whom? Ilam the Rabbi Yossi. Are we saying according to Rabbi Yossi we left it out? Hash the Rabbi Yossi be Issa Koil. Mechayiv Shtayim. Madach Rabbi Yossi in the case of Koil. These two cases were Koil cases, right? We gave a Doichik Pshat the Gemara. He could have a Basachas and became the Mitzvah. The Pasha is talking about an Issa Koil case. And nevertheless, Rabbi Yossi hold Mechayiv Shtayim. Be Issa Basach and be about Chavadi Mechayiv Shtayim. Because it's not one after the other. They happen simultaneously. The Tachadova Pasha. So there's no reason why Rabbi Yossi should leave it out. Rabbi Yossi should be happy to go and say, Zor Shimish B'Shabbos, Balmum Shimish B'Toma, Zor Shoch HaMalik, in all cases, Yechayiv Shtayim. See, there's no reason, no basis to go and leave it out. El Lav, you know why they left it out? They left it out according to Rabbi Shimon. Why did Rabbi Shimon leave it out? I'll tell you why. Because the Koilel Hu, the Potter, it's the Koilel Sistak, only one. Because one is to be more a koil another is no, only one. Two. And that's why I left it out. So I have a shtar karaya that Reb Shimon would agree with Bas Achas Yechayiv too. Not like Bar Kapor has been saying now for the last half hour that you only chayiv one. It's you have the Bar Kapor to you have to this taka, this pshat, this halacha Bar Kapor is ogifreit. It's konizayin. We have to pass on like Reb Chia that a libid Reb Shimon, you take a chayiv, even Reb Shimon that holds Enis a chalizer. The Bas Achas, we're going to leave it with a kasha. We'll leave it with a kasha. Now with a kasha, left with a tiyufta. Bar Kapor is ogifreit.
And the guy's going to be buried now, being Rishoyim.
We're not, you're going to come to that in a moment. You're going to come to that in a moment.
Hold on. Many times Gemara will say, Rebbe says, Lididi, Lididchu.
Right.
So we've dropped away from everything we said yesterday, Kach Shemati mi Rebbe.
Right.
The easiest way to explain Bar Kapor is to say, Rabbi Yossi held this, Rabbi Shimon held this, and Rebbe himself held one. Why are we not using...
Now that you're saying that Rebbe disagrees with his Braisa.
And Rebbe's allowed to. Furthermore,
Rebbe, of course, he's allowed to. But it's very.
Rebbe, of course, said, look at the language of Bar Kapor.
Yeah.
Kach Shemati mi Rebbe.
Exactly.
If we're already going to touch and say it was Levi Rebbe Yossi, is Rebbe Shimon, why couldn't you say either a third time or in his own name? And why are we knocking him over
kash
with a double
tiyufta
like this?
It's all the kasha effects are good, but kasha is tiyufta, sabazoy, yiblim, that Bar Kapor is ogifect. But now the kasha that you and that Brother Shai asked already half an hour ago that you've all been tumbling.
What malacha is usher for a zar shabbos?
What's a malacha that's usher?
No one shochet it's there. The zar.
Zaki Gemara zar shishimish b'shabbos b'mai. What did he do wrong? E b'shchita. Shchita b'zar k'sheira. Shchita k'sheira b'zar.
The zar now is going on. This, he left his akasha. So where's he going now with zar?
Zar. Okay. Okay. So now we come back to case number one. Case number one that we have the three cases. Forget about Bar Kapor now. Forget about Rav Chiya now. We said that if you have an individual that was a zar l'chayim means he's not a kohen, and he did avoida. Is a zar allowed to do avoida if he's not a kohen? No, he's not allowed to avoida. It's a chazar, and he did it on Shabbos. So said Rav Chiya, alibed Rav Yosi, Yechayv Shtayim, right? Chayv Shtayim. What malacha did he do on Shabbos? Did he do the malacha of Shechita? That's bizarre k'sheira. And therefore, just like it's kosher for the Kahanim to go and shech.
That's before Barry, but the difference between that
boy is that's what we're talking about. Exactly.
They place in Azaru, they could do Shechita.
Now, interesting. In Gemara it says that here shechita bizar k'sheira. If you look at the Rashi parallel to the Gemara, it says bizar k'sheira ve'ein kan zorus. So there's no issa zar.
There's no zorus at all.
Let me ask you a question: if the zar shechs on Shabbos, is there just that there's no issa zorus, or there's also no issa Shabbos as well? Why? Because just like a kohen is allowed to go and shech the carbon tum and the carbon musaf on Shabbos, the zar l'chayre can also go and shech, right? Wouldn't you say that?
Absolutely. There's no other qualified shochet.
Do I hear a faker tesvara as well?
Only he's true, and not lazar.
Once he's disqualified from the shechita, maybe Shabbos doesn't apply.
No, only the Shabbos is only hutcher for kohanim.
Does I? The bottom line, it's a machloikis v'achroinim between the Shara Melech and the Rishash on one side, and the Chassam Sofer and the Chzoinish on the other side, and the medayim from their Rashi, because Rashi says Shechita Bezor K'sheira Ve'en Kan Zoros. It should be not Ve'en Kan Zoros, Ve'en Kan Zoros, Ve'en Kan Shabbos. There's no Issa B'chlal. Just like the Kohen when he goes to the Beis Mikdash, he does the Avoida on Shabbos. Not only is he not doing an Aveda, when he comes out, we give him Kohen.
Right.
Or we give him Maftar, or we give him Achran. No problem, he did the right thing, he's supposed to do that. So the Zor is allowed to be invited. Mr. Zor, come on in, do the Shechita on Shabbos, Shechita K'sheira Bezor, so he's like the Kohen. Right? So that's what Chassam Sofer Taka holds, and that's what Chzoinish holds. Ah, you stay in Rashi Ben Kanzor. Love Dafka with Rashi means Ben Kanzor. It's an automatic. There's no Shabbos either. However, the Shara Melech and others say no. The heter of doing malacha, of doing avoida on Shabbos, is only for the Kehanim. So even though a Zor can do Shechita, that's only Sunday through Friday, but he cannot do Shechita on Shabbos. Make machloik is achrayim. Ah, in
Shabbos.
In the Mikdash, with the mat of everybody, right? The same swar. As we had before, Rav Chiya and Bar Kapor on the Amud Beis, where there's a Mikdash Tikkudin, a Kahanim Tikkudin, Givaldik Rabbi Yisrael. Okay. Shmutz is talking about Drabonis. Here we're talking about the Arises. Shchit is the Arises, because Shmutz is the Drabonis. Here we're talking about the Arises. Anyway, Nochmul. Rabbi said, we're never going to finish the Gemara, so let's talk about Tumul over here. Anyway, so what's the problem? Remember, Reb Chia said previously, Azor Shishimish B'Shabbos is Chayif 2. What did he do wrong on Shabbos? You're telling me that he did Shchita, L'Choyra, and most you have one, perhaps zero. Elamaybi b'kabal v'aylocha, he was kabal adam, he was moil adam, tilta ba'almu. Worst comes to worst, what he was doing was efsha muktza. But there's no problem of haitzua. You see, you know, he wasn't moitz the dam, dam came out, he didn't squeeze it.
Exactly.
You can't be
mevatel,
so how could a
czar
who does kabbalah it's not kosher kabbalah?
Azoris, it's a problem, it's not a problem on Shabbos. What are you doing Shabbos, right? It's tilta ba'almu. Ibaktar, oh, must be Akhtar. In other words, he was makta the Aymrin on the Mizbech. No, Akhtar, that's a
Taish.
The Eish, it's a Chavara, it's a Chaser. That's what he did, the two things on Shabbos. The same, we're talking about to leave it to Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi, you got to remember Shas for this. Yeah. Since we have Machloik, why did the 37th Svarech, Bechol Moshe Seichem, after all, it's one of the 39 Malachas. Since the Machloik is where the Havara Lalav Yossi is, Havara Lachalik Yossi. But Rabbi Yossi is the one that holds the Lav Yossi, so the whole thing is a Lav. So why did it say he's chayiv shtayim? Which lechoyim means he's chayiv two chatois. You don't bring a chatos if you're over a lav.
By the way, chatos is bechlal not a thing you have to. If it got lost, it's also
all masking. But the mice, it has to be done through a coin. It can't be done through a
zar. Sure,
good.
But I don't know if there's a special is of zaris on there.
Apparently, yes. Yeah. It's Omer v'Achav Yankov. So if Achav Yankov says mamish b'chudish l'kipshat, when we spoke about the zar, she did that shimish b'Shabbos. We didn't really mean Shabbos. We meant Shabbos in a very loose way. We're talking about shchitas paray shel koyin gadol. Ukedivri oim shchitas paray shel koyin gadol bizar psul. Now, when does the koyin gadol bring his par? Holy cow! What does he bring in? Ayim kudish, ayim kippur. So we said zar shimish b'Shabbos. We didn't mean we meant the Shabbos Shabbosai, the Yom Kippur. And what was the zar that he went and he chapped away the par of the koyin gadol? Oh, b'shchitas ksher bizar. That's by a regular, not by a koyin gadol. Koyin gadol's got to do all the avoidance. Why? Because it said in the pasuk chukas oylam. The Deroisem Chukan, it says always Koyin and Aharon, so it's got to be always Koyin. Fait or Koyin Gudel. Fait Mura Ihochi my Iri Zara. For the Koyin Hedya Nami, not only a Zor, even a Koyin Hedya. Now it's a Koyin Gudel. If the Marsh Zor, it's like Oma. When he said Zor, he didn't really mean Zor that he's a certified lady Israel. Even a regular Koyin Hedya is also called a Zor for these purposes. Wow, interesting. Maskev Ravashi. Ravashi says, I don't know why you have to come on to such a difficult pshat that when he says Zor Shishimish B'Shabbos, it means a kohen that did the avoida on Yom Kippur by stealing the kohen gudel's par and doing shchita. You don't have to come on to that. Midichatoyz ketoni, oylavi ketoni. When we said yesterday in Gemara, Reb Chiya Oimer Chayiv Shtayim, it doesn't say what Chayiv Shtayim means. It means that he's Oivet to Isurim, that's all. So you're going to go and tell me, what difference does it make if you're not giving him an Oinish of this, you're not giving him an Oinish of that? What difference does it make about the two Isurim? Oh, the Mainafkimena, the Koivibet Rishoyim Gemurim, like we had yesterday. Not to put him in the minor league Rishoyim, but to put him in the major league. He goes to the exclusive guys, he gets upgraded to first class. Russia, that he's together with his government minister.
Pa Koyin and Mashiach.
Also, yeah. But I don't know if that's the same thing.
That's not on Shabbos.
But it doesn't say Chukas Oilam. Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah.
That's not a
Korban Shabbos. It's not
Doche Shabbos.
Yeah,
no. Sorry. Yeah. Exactly. It doesn't have to do
on Shabbos. Rabbi Say, our Koyin God was asking a question about the Koyin God. Yes. Rabbi Koyin God. Yeah.
Then he goes and runs and does another
Shabbos. Well, you're allowed to have a second person finish you on the Shechita.
So question is,
in the Sechtas
so you can find a Zohar, so you have a Zohar, it can't be a Zohar.
Can't be a
Zohar. It is a Zohar. You can't have two
Koyin. Yeah, Frank Zegot, Rabbi Cohen asks, it's stated in the Mishnah in Mesechtas Yuma that we have the Koyin Gadol doing Roiv of the Simanim. After finish the Roiv of the Simanim, somebody else finishes off the Shechita. So Gemara says, why? All the mitzvahs are kosher by Koyin Gadol. It's got to be Koyin Gadol. So Gemara itself says, because since the Shechita is already kosher after you do Roiv Simanim, you don't have to do Kol Simanim, Ruvei Kekulai. So therefore, as soon as he's finished, the Etzem Avoid has been done. Now to go and finish it off, that you can already give to somebody else, because that is already not necessary for the kashrus of the kosher. They're good gefragt, but they were retving them. Anyway, Rabbi Yisai, from here, yeah.
v'shochat. Again, nobody seems to know how to answer this.
Okay.
He says v'shochat means one person.
One check. Okay. But
he just finishes it off. It's not right. Called. Okay. Goes after the
Mishkan. Anyway, from here to the Banu Yom HaRabbi, it's going to be very, very simple, very gishmak, very, very easy. It's going to be tomorrow when we're going to get into the details. But on the surface, it's very easy. Zog the Mishnah. Shnayim shekidshu shnei nashim. Two men were mekadish two women, meaning the Edrusin was kosher and Reuven married Ruchel and Shimon married Leah. Ubishas klisas l'chuppah. Now when it comes chuppah time, hechalifu eshal zeh lezeh eshal zeh lezeh, they made a switch. Now, l'loshin hechalifu sounds like a mezidik l'loshin, that chas v'sholem that they were machl.
The love was there.
So if you look at the Gemara right after the Mishnah, hechalifu midi b'rishoya skin, and we're talking about rishoyim chas v'sholem. So Gemara is going to say at the end, don't be goydus hechlifu, goydus huchlifu. By mistake, Reuven under the chuppah took Leah, and forget Shimon took
Rachel. Money moving to Rachel, and the confusion was
they were not talking about money. Now we're talking about zas lechuppah, which is the current Indian forbidden.
The kiddush was
that could be. In other words, how would they have the mistake?
Because Reuven to Rachel, but Shimon thought he married Rachel, so he was curious.
Exactly,
it's
the shliach. Fine. Whatever the case was. So now there's a hachlofa. Okay, so now what happens if Reuven lives with Shimon's wife and Shimon lives with Reuven's wife? Now, what happens if Reuven and Shimon, by the way, happen to be brothers? So therefore, each one is now Oyv Mishum Eishes Ach, because after he lived with the wife of his brother. And if Rachel and Leah, by the way, also happen to be sisters, do you ever hear a case of two brothers marrying two sisters?
Yes.
We had about it 12 times in our Mishnah Yisrael, right? And if they were also two sisters, they also Mishum Isha Elachoisa. We can have a problem. How can Issachal Issa? Oh, that'll be tomorrow's Gemara. Don't be nervous. So what happens if the chuppah was a chuppah's nida and the both were nidais, then the chai Mishum nida. So therefore, you can have a case that a person was boil and be chai four isurim. Eishes ish, eishes ach, achois ishtoi, and nida. Oh boy. Now, after that, umafrishin oisan shloisha chadoshim. After this terrible maisa biois of these two individuals, we will not allow the wives to return to their real husbands for 3 months. Now, the fact that the Mishnah says that they can return, that's already a giveaway that we're talking about a shogeg. Because if we're talking about a maisa,
asa
labal, boil and the truma, nitma.
What about a kohen?
In nitma, that's three. You also tell the boil and the bowl and the truma and to marry a kohen. Mention when you get to that in the bottom of the oven. But point is, the fact that it says that.
No, but I said if they were kahanim.
That's the next two lines. Two more lines, we're almost going to be there. Anyway, so therefore, that's a giveaway we're talking about, a shogging, and therefore they can return to their original husband, but not immediately. Wait 3 months. Why do you have to wait 3 months? To be mavchen ben zera lezera, to make sure it's not a mamzacholila. Oh, zeg. What happens if these girls number only 10 years old? Later they cannot possibly give birth. Then they can go back immediately to their husbands because they don't have to worry about the havchana bein zera lezera. Now the point that we had before of Reb Pinchas, that doesn't mean that they're kahanos. Really, it means that they're aishis koyins. The nifsul minha truma. There's not only minha truma. Look on the side. Minha kahuna. Then even if it's only b'shoigig, they can't go back because we know that's the halacha that a koyin, an aishis koyin, if chas shalom, she was nensa and she, by somebody else, she's unfortunately asura to return to her husband, to the koyin. It's a difference between a Yisrael and a koyin. Okay. Anyway, Zoki Mara, let's go back to the beginning of Mishnah. Hechlifu, they switched. Midi b'shiyaskin, as our Mishnah, tumad rishoyim. B'su, hadatani Reb Chiya, when he learned our Mishnah, he said, boy, are they going to be busy in the Beis HaMikdash? Harikan sheish esrei chatois. We're going to have 16 chatois altogether. Why 16 chatois? Four times four. Because we have Reuven and Shimon, Rachel and Leah. Each one of them was Boil and Eishes Ish, Metan Achois Ishtoi, Metan Eishes Ach, Metan Anita. So you're going to say maybe that's only on the men folk and not on the women folk. Says Rashi, V'nechesu hanefash oisu oisois. Anytime a husband lives with a wife and she's Anita, and they're both Bishoy gay, both of them did an iser of living with Anita. Even though she's the Anita, both of them were over the iser. Each one has to go and bring a karm chattis. So therefore, it's 4 times 4 is 16. Frank Timar, if they did this for Mazin, Nobody brings karbunas. The question is, you shoot them at dawn, you shoot them at night, you go and give them karis, but there's no din of karbanos. Amar Rav Yehuda, tini hochlefu, takanad echlefu, hochlefu. Says he more hochanam istava. So muzuch zayin azoy. Why? The ktani sefer. What does it say in the sefer? Em ho yiktan, ashenarius leiloi, machzinois miyad. They can go back to the husbands. So first thing more brings the raya for the ktanois case. If it's b'meizid, how can they go back to the husbands? The chameizid, they can't go back to the husband. Everything more like atosin nishkefelach. You talk about a ktana b'meizid is an oinis. Because Peter, ktana oinis is
underage.
Exactly, they're not bas, they're badas. They don't know what they're doing. Yeah, even though they apparently they're very very smart, but the meiz halachically they're not b'nei deya, and therefore any meizid for them is like a bechinas a shoygi, bechinas an oinis. Okay, so that's not a kash. Why does it be so? Eli Tony B'Darai is talking from the other case. What happens after the 3 months? If we discover that they're not Mubaris, or even if they are Mubaris, but what happens after 3 months? Shari, they're allowed to go back to the husband. How can they go back to the husband? Be amazing, me. Shari, Elav Shemamina, Hochlefu Shemamina, Daknat, Hechlefu, but Hochlefu. Now the question is going to be, of course, it's a Koil, it's a Moisiv. That's going to be mentioned tomorrow's Gemara. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi.